This is a mini-sode for Indiana Jones this is and the Dial the of mini-sode. Destiny.
The mini-sode. Are we live? Are we recording?
We're recording. I don't know about live, but we are
alive.
The City Walk.
I
AMC Theaters.
Am full. I ate too much before we started.
We went to Margaritaville.
Snacks.
Made
Why
famous,
did it have to be snacks?
Made famous by Jury Duty, the show that Patrick is finally at some point here going to watch.
I am going to watch. Everybody's told me I'm wrong, so I can acknowledge that.
There's quite a great Margaritaville episode coming up for you. But anyways, we're just going to do this little quick kind of intro
it's
for
an exciting
Dial
time.
Of Destiny.
It's a scary time.
It's very scary.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
It's also exciting. I think I'm more excited about this than most movies in the last
it's
few
been
years.
15 years yeah. since the fourth Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right, which is a long time.
Which is a long
it
time.
It feels like that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. And that yeah. was...
Isn't that nuts?
19 years after the last movie of the series.
Right.
So I went back and watched the trilogy this week.
As did I, yeah.
Yeah, I did not watch the movie that I don't acknowledge that exists, but I watched
the
trilogy.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it. I watched the trilogy.
God,
yeah.
It really is a perfect trilogy. I think my biggest fears here are obviously anytime you come back to something, and also that it is 2.5 hours long.
Yes, it's 2 hours, 34 minutes.
That was the thing that I was reminded of watching the originals was just how perfect and tight they are. I mean, 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours. You were in,
right.
You were out. It never stops moving. It's great. There's no bad parts.
Right.
It's really, really great. So I'm worried about that. But then again, man, did we leave on a bad note on the fourth one. So we got a chance now to leave this thing.
It's so weird how that movie plays because when I did watch Crystal Skull the last time, which was a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
It's not bad for the first like hour and a half, but then it's just like unforgivable nonsense.
I may be getting in a little too. This is another thought I had. I just want to throw it out there. But I don't know how they're going to play this thing, but. When you watch the originals, when you watch the original movies, yeah. It is when the chases happen, when the action scenes happen,
yes.
The bits, there's very little dialogue. The action is carrying the scenes.
Yes.
And then they might have a quip at the end or between two movements of action. And when you watch Crystal Skull, from what I remember, and it has been at least 10 years, seriously.
Yeah, sure, good.
There is running dialogue as they're fencing on the side of a Jeep.
Why?
So I wonder if we're going to... I think we're in a different phase of where movies are, which is part of that. But I wonder if we're going to fall into the Crystal Skull thing or if we're going to play this.
Honestly,
like
this movie is so... I think that's where a lot of my anticipation and my excitement comes from is like, what did they do?
Sure.
And how did they do it?
Sure.
Because I really don't know what to expect.
I have no idea. Yeah, me neither.
I mean, we're looking at all these like character posters and I don't know. I love Phoebe. I hope that she's great in this. Harrison seems in good spirits about this movie. And Mads Mikkelsen is just a really an all-time great. I don't know who the fuck that guy is over there.
Yeah, some young dude. Well, he wasn't alive when the Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah,
we might
for
have
sure
been
not.
Alive when the fourth one came out. But, you know, this is the first movie I ever saw in the theaters. If anybody who knows me, and if you don't know me, why are you listening? But anybody who knows me knows this is the cinematic
this
hero
is it
for me.
For Patrick. Yeah, that's
it's
why
Star
we're
Wars
this.
And Indiana Jones. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Above and beyond everything else. When Harrison goes one day, hopefully a long time from now,
yeah.
It will be a very sad... It'll be the saddest day for me of anyone that I don't actually know.
Correct, yeah.
Going.
Right.
You know, basically, you got Jordan.
You know, when
you got
Connery
Harrison.
Died, it was
that
was
number
a bummer.
Two.
And,
I said at the time, yeah. I said, this is second
to
Harrison.
Harrison, yeah.
So I hope that's not for a long time, but the nice thing is, this clearly means so much to him. He's notoriously, I think, and very hilariously grumpy, but he has really been emotional. I don't know how many interviews you've watched, but he's teared up several times.
He has. I've seen
he's
some of these,
he's thanked people for letting him do this again.
Yeah,
he's talked about what it means to him. I think he knows when you get... You know, closer to the end,
yeah,
no matter
right.
how much further it is away. I think
you
he knows
emotional.
That this is his legacy. Like
yes.
Star Wars is its own legacy; he's a part of it.
Yes,
Indiana Jones is his legacy, and
absolutely.
Who knows what's going to happen in the future? But you know, even them saying like we're not doing Indiana Jones without Harrison, which I, you know, again, who knows what'll happen? But
sure,
it's kind of a beautiful thing.
I hear you on all of that, and I don't know. The margaritas are getting in the way of me having any clarity of thought. But
three sheets.
Right, yeah, now. Right.
Five sheets.
But I guess we can kind of wrap things up, and we'll maybe try to give you some context for our feelings after the movie. When this is over in a little bit. But we're seeing it here at City Walk in IMAX, even though this isn't a particularly IMAX-y movie, but it'll probably be great just because it'll be big and it'll have lots of sound.
We want it to be
big. Lots of noise.
I'm wearing my indie hat. I'm wearing my indie jacket.
Yeah, he looks great.
I'm ready to go. I haven't dressed up for a movie in many years.
Yeah, you're just like an off-road James Bond.
I'm ready. And I was feeling great about it because the Margaritaville staff were very excited to see me.
Yes, they were.
And several of them commented on it, and I was feeling really great about it right up until the guy who was literally right in front of me at the ticket stand also had an indie hat
same
on.
Outfit.
Not the authentic hat, but he had a better jacket. He had the jacket that is like the legit indie jacket. I have a brown jacket that looks, it's passable.
Yeah, right.
So that made me feel a little less special. But, you know, here we are. We've got microphones. That guy, I don't think he has a mic, so I'm feeling okay again.
Yeah, these are nice microphones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, these are great.
They're not. Well, remember, folks, we'll be back to see you soon. And X... Never marks the spot.
Unless you're in a library that used to be a church that holds a tomb.
Yes, right.
Of a knight. No. Okay.
It was a 10.
Where's the 10? Look around for the 10. By the way, if you guys are indie fans, please, right now, stop what you're doing. Stop this recording. Go pop on or go on to Disney Plus. Pop on Last Crusade to that scene. And please take a look at the fakest looking bookshelf that you will ever see in cinema behind Harrison as he says X marks the spot. It is a bookshelf that could have been in a Wayne Country Day School, that's the school I went to, play that we literally built from scratch.
Really?
The books are so fake and I love it. And I can't imagine they didn't know
what
they were doing.
I think we're going to come out of this movie with something that's very kind of along those lines, which is they spent too much money on this movie.
I mean,
spend less and make it less polished,
and
it probably would be better.
I don't know. It's going to be the other thing that I'm really excited about, and we will go in a second here till we're done. But the other thing I'm really excited about is it is going to be fun as long as it looks right and it looks good.
CGI kills, man.
Young Indiana Jones.
Like, yeah, right.
It is going to be fun to see Harrison from like.
I mean, it looks amazing
on
from
the trailers.
It looks amazing.
But we've seen stuff that looked great in the trailers before that didn't hold up.
Right.
So hopefully that'll be magical and beautiful. I mean, Harrison Ford, clearly it's blown.
Have
his
you
mind.
Seen Sam Jackson in Secret Invasion?
Yes, it's wild.
It's wild.
It's wild. Yeah. I just don't care.
I think it, yeah,
this,
exactly.
This one
this
I care
weekend.
So deeply
weekend,
about.
Yes.
So anyway, we're signing off for now.
Yes, for now.
But we will be back.
Yes.
In 3 hours with all the trailers
hours,
and Nicole
yes.
Kidman and everything else going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we'll be real tired and we'll be sober.
Boy, do I hope that I'm still happy and excited and not devastated. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
All right, welcome back. We are just out of Dial of Destiny, and this is a spoiler alert. If you have not seen it yet, go see it and then listen to this second part of the podcast. Okay, we just got out of Dial of Destiny.
And it was better than Crystal Skull.
Yeah, for sure. There's
Far
no doubt. That's not hard to do.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time. There's plenty of goodness
there
in
are.
The movie.
There are good moments.
But I guess what's wild is we've all seen from the trailers that they like have a portion of the movie that takes place in the past with younger CGI Indy.
Yes.
And that was really worrisome in the trailers.
That wasn't River Phoenix?
Yeah, right. I just don't think it's good. I think they went too far with all that stuff.
You can't do that much of it. It never ends up looking good. You got to do little tiny sparse bits.
It's weird to me. I mentioned it before. Like Sam Jackson... Secret Invasion is flawless.
Sure.
Granted, it's not like a whole 25-minute segment. It's just a few minutes here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, the moments with Sam Jackson in Secret Invasion are him, obviously, 25-ish years, maybe 30 years ago. And it's absolutely flawless.
But, again, I don't care.
Right.
So it's frustrating
saying,
that
like,
that's
they
good.
They can do that.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm very confused by the CGI, and I think that's the real problem is that the amount of money that they're spending to make these movies, it's all there. You can see it in the CGI, and you can see it in these big, big, big set pieces. And it's just so disappointing to me that after after we had Crystal Skull, and the main complaint in it was all the bad CGI and kind of silly physics of it all. And, like, this has a bunch of it. And it's really unfortunate because it's like when you have unlimited money and you've had the benefit of 15 years of you know, people talking about the problems with Crystal Skull, and then you just make such a CGI-heavy movie.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lack of humanity in a lot of the set pieces, and I think the movie suffers from not being a Steven Spielberg movie. James Mangold has made some good movies, but the action and the dialogue, the action doesn't have the pacing of Steven Spielberg, and the dialogue doesn't have the humanity and humor, more specifically, of Steven Spielberg. This is a very humorless movie.
I feared, it's too long.
Way too long, yeah.
I don't want to bum people out because Indiana Jones has brought me a lot of joy.
No, if you're listening to this, you of course should still see it, and I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But these are just...
Help them earn their money back. They spent a lot on it. At a certain point, I always try to be optimistic, and I try to talk myself into, you know, we'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm going blah, 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 blah. But, you know, 99 times out of 100, you're right. When you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Yes,
When the first trailers came out, trust yourself, and we saw the CG stuff and everything, it was like, oh, boy. You know what I mean? Like, not that I ever thought, 80-year-old Indiana Jones movie is going to be the best one or anything.
Right, right.
But I was hoping it would be good. I don't think it was a bad movie. I don't know. When the standard is high, like the Indiana Jones trilogy sets,
right.
By
like
that standard,
this
is a bad movie.
Yes.
By that standard, this is a disappointing bad movie. It's not that this is a terrible movie all around.
No.
Like if it was just a standalone movie. Crystal Skull, I think, was a bad movie anyway.
This is lacking a lot of the humanity of
And you know,
the
other thing is, and I said this about Spielberg, too, just his movies now, because he's older. Not to say that it wouldn't have been better with him. I think it's weird to me that Spielberg's not at the helm, because these all feel like Spielberg, Lucas, Indiana Jones, or Harrison Ford movies.
Yeah, right.
Same thing, one and the same. But at a certain point, I really do think you're imitating yourself after a certain point.
Right.
If enough years have gone by, there's just something about the flavor of a time, do you know what I mean? In addition to where you are in your life, that's hard to recreate. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it felt like even with the lines, they were going for these lines, and it's like, okay, you guys are just playing the hits. You guys are attempting to, you know, play the oldie over again, but you're not actually, we're not there anymore. Do you know what I mean? And, like, it is interesting to see Indiana Jones older, but that wasn't really what this was about. Like, that was there. But then everything else with the time travel and stuff, they never played into... I don't love this storyline anyway, so I'm not going to go too deep into this.
Yeah.
But they never play into, oh, it's Harrison and he's out of time now because he's in a different place. So this is appealing particularly to him.
They could have done that, though.
Yeah,
if you're going to do
the time travel thing, which again, I didn't say that one's going to say they should do, but that would have been the angle to do it, I think. But then the other thing I would say is... ultimately, I don't want to see my heroes all old and sad.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
And we knew from the beginning, if you're going to have drama, then you have to hurt the people that you care about on screen. Like, if you're going to bring them back from the ride into the sunset, his dad has died now. Mutt has died now. Not that we cared about that character. You know, Marion somewhere else. Like, it's just like Han Solo. Like, when he was like, oh, my son is dead, all I could hear was like, Ben, I'm looking at my son. And I'm just like, okay, so you've come back... You didn't die in this, but you've come back to die in Blade Runner, you've come back to die in Star Wars, and you've come back in all of these to have broken relationships and not the ride into the sunset that we all loved. And I know it's not the 80s, but I just think that Indiana Jones is a perfect 80s trilogy because that was when we would accept the ride into the sunset. It was perfect. It was perfect for its time, and time is the term we should use right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Those are my feelings on it. It's fine. I'm glad Harrison had a great time. He seems very, very moved by all of this.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. So that's all good. But I can't say that I am excited about the movie. And great, we did another one. It doesn't mess up the ending because they already did Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah,
so it's not a thing where, like,
the
new Star Wars trilogy where you're like, well, now you wrecked the ending after the prequels wrecked the beginning.
No.
But, it's tough. It's not my favorite. Definitely see it. But, I don't know what else to say about it. It's okay.
It's tough. I can't help but think from a technical standpoint that if it wasn't just so over-bloated stylistically. And like you say, it was shorter. If each set piece was just many minutes shorter,
so long,
it would probably sit better with us, right?
You're feeling bored because you're waiting for stuff to end.
Especially the tuk-tuk chase, I was so incredibly bored, and I was just like, this could have been a 2 or 3 minute thing.
And it would have been just as good.
It would have been better.
The Raiders.
Like, why put all this money into it?
Horse going after the ark.
They're going to be upside down on this movie.
Yeah, no,
they're not going to make enough money back.
And you can't. That's what I'm saying. Is I just rewatched these. It's not just nostalgic.
Right.
It's like the chase after the ark in the first one. The Temple of Doom mine car going after the tank and
the Temple mine car is so good.
In Last Crusade,
by all accounts, the Temple mine car is also long.
Sure,
that is a long sequence.
And it just works.
But you know what? It's 100% more or less practical.
Yeah.
And when you just, I don't know why directors are so incapable of just doing things practically.
Particularly when they always all say that they want to. Every single one of these guys
says,
and
I would bet if we dissected a bunch of recent interviews about this one,
sure,
they probably are praising themselves for how much they did practically.
I'm sure they did.
And it's just like, I'm sorry, guys, it's not enough.
It's wild to me. And that's what
because
I mean by you're
so
in a different time.
Because it's so glossy
now.
And it's so...
Yeah.
Soulless.
Kelly, we need the Dial of Destiny. We need to go back.
Yes.
We got to go back, man. We got to go back to the 80s and see these things again fresh.
Yeah, well, I don't think I have anything else. Let's just call it
tired.
What it is. And it's pretty late. Yeah. So thanks for listening.
I liked what's her name? Fleabag. I liked...
Phoebe Waller's great.
She's always good.
You know, there are some new characters in this movie, and Mads Mikkelsen, I think, is very good. He doesn't have a whole lot of personality in this movie, but I think he's very good.
He's fine.
They bring in Antonio Banderas for no reason.
Like, he wanted to be in it.
John Rhys-Davies as Saul is great. Again, very minor role. We get to see Karen Allen, who is one of my favorite female characters of all time.
There were a lot of weird choices.
But ultimately, like, a lot of the supporting cast and the choices they made about those casts and where they played, I just was like, I don't care about any of these people.
I maintain that if you actually took the amount of years that Harrison has aged from when Raiders came out.
Yes, right.
You would, somebody had said or written or early on, you'd be in 1977 and he could watch the Star Wars premiere. And I think that's the movie we all needed.
Indy going to
Star Wars and watching a young Harrison Ford. That's the time travel story we need.
They did nothing with the whole moon landing thing. Like, it played no part in anything. Is like,
they even changed the map, travel by map style.
Yeah.
Which,
to be like more, it was like a little bit more angled and glossy
now,
and
baby.
It's like, I don't
and
get it.
I, you know what? One thing I loved and I'll always love, you know, John Williams' score, every time we hit the themes, of course that's going to work. That was about the only thing that I thought was just like, oh, of course, this is great. The other thing is, and I'm a little drunk, maybe still, so correct me if I'm wrong, but we didn't get the Paramount Mountain fading into something to start
this movie.
Well,
it's a Disney movie now, so
right.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that's weird. I understand something else has bought and owned,
because
they purchased. But all of them
have had
iconically
that.
Began with the mountain.
Yeah.
No, that's important.
We got the
to
Lucasfilm logo.
Fan.
We got, I forget what we got before Lucasfilm. Did we get a Disney logo?
I can't even remember.
I think we just got Lucasfilm.
It didn't feel right from the first beat that reason.
I mean,
and
agreed.
I felt
the same
way with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. We started with the mountain, and then it became a molehill. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dumb.
Like, I was like, this isn't a mountain. Anyway. I can go on and on.
Made a molehill out of a mountain.
But yes, I'm not going to make
backwards.
Any more good points at this point.
All right, well, thanks for listening. And,
I'm
come see it, because they need the money back. So.
Yeah, I'm going home to watch Raiders.